You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
Earlier than usual are the dark days ahead. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. J-Lo believes the answer to that is yes, and he has your guide to the dark days.
I've almost forgotten some of the things I hate about these 10 days to 2 weeks every year. Because the Astros have always been interesting. The Astros have always had relevance. And if you want to go back a little further, the Rockets, when they had some interesting superstars and they were making runs. Because I'm talking about the last 10 years. We haven't experienced what we're experiencing in these 10 days in 10 years. The Rockets made some big runs, you know, 2015, 2020, whatever. In there. Astros, obviously, every year, pretty much for the last seven and back and forth since the last nine or ten. And I've almost forgotten some of the things I hate. And one of them I saw this morning, and it kind of got me thinking about this, like, oh, man, these are dark days. These are tough days. I saw the first of several, ain't nothing like playoff hockey. I'm like, those tweets just drive, those comments, those stories. Boy, you know, if there's nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best. If y'all aren't watching this, I can't help you. Look, I have no problem with hockey. I don't watch it, but, you know, occasionally here and there, if it's a big Olympic type thing or something. But the whole playoff hockey thing is indicative of how dark these 10 days to 2 weeks are. And then the Astros have made it worse. Like, the Astros have absolutely spoiled us. They're uninteresting right now, man. I mean, they're not. They're not interesting.
They're making
at all.
Call-ups.
Yeah. And I think they're probably putting a little bit too much on old J-Lo, Lo Perfido, because he's not going to be a big change. I mean, he's mainly – whatever. We won't get into it too much. He's mainly a center fielder. They're going to make a first baseman. Whatever. We'll see. They're irrelevant in the standings. In the baseball race.
I mean, they're 9-19.
Yes.
That's where they're at right now. They're 9-19. And I don't know where their pivotal moment comes in. 47% was actually a little higher than I thought it would be. Fangraphs, I guess, has them 47% chance to get in the playoffs. Look, you got to win 90 games. You got to win like 88 to get there. Right now, the Astros would have to finish 81-53 to get to 90 wins. That's 28 games above 500.
Yeah.
That's the scale that I'm looking at for the remainder of the season is – how do you get to close to 90? 81-53 right now gets you to 90.
The Astros have – it's the first time in really since 2015, but for sure 2017, that they have not been worth watching. I'm sorry. I love the Astros. I absolutely love the Astros. Grew up watching them. Been here for 30-whatever years. Love the Astros. They're not worth watching right now. The Rockets, obviously, you know, there's something there, but they're not in the playoffs. There's nothing going on. Playoff hockey is going on. I'm looking more forward to schedule leaks than what the Astros are going to be doing. The schedule could come out May 8th, maybe May 9th, whatever. Like, schedule leaks are more interesting right now than what we're going through right here. Or even the NBA playoffs. You know, we saw the ratings for the draft. The day two ratings were 2 million to 3 million more people watching that than every NBA game, playoff game. It's a dark time, and we're just not used to it here.
What else we got?
What do you mean?
What else we got for the dark days? Anything else?
Well, like all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Figgy, do you feel like we're in the dark days?
Kind of, man. This is probably the first time all season I've been actually peeping the NBA games because nothing else on.
Oh, you've been watching?
I watched a little bit of it. I watched LeBron get eliminated.
I do wonder, do we get to the point where the Astros are sellers? That would be, that's probably the gut punch. If they end up trading Alex Bregman or anything like that, is that the gut punch that we get to where the Astros are sellers?
Bregman is the one.
When is the deadline?
Oh, it's not till after the All-Star
we got
break.
July 31st.
Late July, yeah. No, I mean, that's very fair. That's very fair to think about that. Of course, he probably needs to hit a home run before anybody's really interested.
Yeah, I do want, like, what is his value even right
he's
now?
Like, he's batting .216 with no home runs. I think a lot of these things, it's just bizarre that we forgot what this feels like.
I think Caserio at the end of his draft presser even said that baseball was kind of down at the time, which I thought was really interesting that Nick Caserio brought that up. I remember when Easterby used to kind of try to pander to Astros fans, but at the end, Caserio brought up, yeah, you know, and baseball's
Astros
not
are playing good. Baseball, yeah, Rockets in the playoffs.
Those days. Caserio kind of just brought up, man, you know, yeah, well, it's not going as well as we're used to around here with baseball. He didn't seem too disappointed by it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know that the Texans are too disappointed by that.
They're not. This is a great time for the Texans to kind of take advantage. They have been taking advantage with all the good things going on over there, including uniforms and such. But, hey, man, we got about 9 or 10 days till the schedule release, 11 days till rookie minicamp.
Have they announced when the schedule release is coming out?
No, they have not. But it's generally the second Thursday in May. For the last 5 years, it's been the second Thursday in May. So that would be May 8th, something like that. 8th or 9th, whatever that next Thursday is. So that's generally where it is.
Yeah, they don't have like a set date on that. I think this will be the most anticipated schedule release. I think this is, would you rather start with, like, say, one of the easier games, or would you rather start with just a complete splash, like facing Kansas City or Buffalo or something like that? I almost want to get an easy one out of the way. I know there's excitement that comes with playing Buffalo or Kansas City on primetime or something like that. I almost want to start with a division game. I'm almost in the mood for a division game. Not saying that any of those games are going to be easy,
But I don't want to start out with like a murderer's row where I want it to be a little bit spread out.
It's two different trains of thought on that. You want to be healthy to face those teams, and early is better, obviously, because you've got through training camp and all that, generally speaking. But you also don't want to, like, it'd be cool to kind of get your feet wet with an easier game. So it's kind of two different trains of thought. Me, personally, I'd rather just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. Let's see where you are. I mean, this is going to be a big-time season for the quarterback play that we're going to be able to watch.
Yeah, the quarterback play is going to be ridiculous. You have Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Tua, Caleb Williams, Jared Goff, and then you have Anthony Richardson, obviously, twice, Trevor Lawrence twice, Will Levis, Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, I guess J.J. McCarthy, Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, I guess Jaden Daniels, or Drake May, Drake May. So there's a lot of good quarterbacks there. And it seems
Where's
like you
the
had
bad
that
quarterback?
A few years ago. Maybe Will Levis?
Maybe Will Levis.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy, I would say.
Yeah.
Get him early. I almost want to open against Minnesota. Just get that over with.
On the road.
Yeah, get that one going. That would be my my go-to. Let's go to Minnesota. It's.
Did you mention Aaron Rodgers?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Jesus. There's some quarterbacks coming in here, man. There are some quarterbacks that we're going to play. It's going to be a good year for the fans, that's for sure.
Listen to Nick Caserio at the end. I don't know if he's gloating or not, but this is Nick Caserio kind of talking about, this was at the end of his draft presser when he was giddy. Never seen him this happy after a draft process. This was Nick Caserio talking about the state of the Houston Astros.
At some point, I'll heed his advice and do it. But, no, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, you know, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us. So. So.
Oh, there you go, Nick. Okay.
That was a big smirk he was making. That was a real big smirk.
Don't sound too disappointed, man. Please don't sound too upset. My goodness,
we've said it before. I mean, they put on a good face, but they're pretty glad that this is their stage now.
Well, I think the Astros were glad that the Texans were
yeah,
bad too.
For sure.
I think there's a little bit of back and forth. I know they'll both embrace and they
say
do
the
right
Texans
emotion.
Deserve this one, man.
Congratulations
they
to the
playing,
Astros.
They was playing the doggone World Series game and during the Thursday night football game,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
nah, they need this.
Yeah.
They do some cross promotion, but let's be serious. When the Texans are at their lowest and the Astros are at their highest, I don't think anyone at the juice box is too upset with the way that stuff goes.
You could almost see them squirming when they're congratulating the Astros on another good year.
What is Jose Abreu doing here at this point? What is his value?
I think he's gone. To be honest. I like you can't pinch hit him. If you're bringing in another first baseman to replace him, you know, in the everyday lineup, he can't run. He can't pinch hit. He's not a defensive replacement. He's gone, right?
It's almost weird to him. Do you just write him a check and let him go? Does anyone want him?
I think that's what you do.
I mean, I think it sends a message and it's like a clear reset.
Yeah.
Of what Dana Brown kind of inherited. So I just, the lingering around type of thing, I don't think that that's something that they need to figure out. I saw Bagwell say he needs to start hitting when he gets chances. Okay, like how often is that going to be? How much does it make sense? What are you trying to do? That's something that you got to keep an eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up, let's get to know these guys. The prospects... on the outside, there's a little bit of intrigue. There's a little bit of wait and see. But I think if you want to get excited about him, wait till you hear what some of these guys had to say, including a guy who I think may be D'Amico's favorite. We've heard Caserio's favorites. Let's hear from a guy who might be D'Amico's favorite. In the Loop continues. Let's get to know the new faces next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.